Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Corinne Bailey Ray, Walk On, followed by Live in the Light by Fertile Ground, I See the Light by Sophia Bird, I Am Light by India Arie, I Need Your Light by Ashford and Simpson, and Night by Corinne Bailey Ray. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so appreciative that you care to be attuned, because there are so many other places and things that you could be attuning to. So I do not take it for granted. And for those of you who have supported the program and supported WRFD during our pledge drive, thank you so much for doing so. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with some support in realizing the real I that sees through every eye, and realizing how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to put us in a place and space where we are really consciously caring to exalt the blessedness of our being by caring to be blessings unto everyone, everywhere, through all times, all circumstances, and all situations. There is a way in which we should be working now in light of how much sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, and attempt to put us in a place where we are not caring, not loving, not well, not consciously attuning to that which is our light, our truth, our peace, being poised in the presence of the absolute and being poised as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that constitutes the oneness of existence and the harmony of the whole, is love exacting. And so I am always caring to make sure that you are getting more of what you require in order to stand in the light of the truth of who you are. I'm the one who really wants you to feel the entitlement to stand in the light of the truth of that which you truly are, to accept it, to claim it, to want it, to be on fire for it, and to know that we are able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what the appearances are. When we care to truly be harmonized in the light, in the love, in the peace, in the poise, in the power of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the issue for us is coming to realize what is required in order to really be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, and to be able to transcend and go beyond all of the names and the limited frames of reference that we have given ourselves based upon race and sex and nation and gender and preference and politics and all of the things that have constituted divisiveness, so that we are not acknowledging the oneness of our personal and collective reality. Being mindful, being care-filled, being aware that there is that which we each can do to make a difference in the world, to be the difference in the world, to be in a place and space where we're laying a better foundation for the children of the world, everywhere that they are. To know that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, that that is what we are born to do, whether we have children come through our own loins and wombs or not. But to be rightly attuned to life, to know that it is in the exaltation of a full life's urge that we get leverage over those things which undermine us at our cellular functioning, oppress us at our cellular functioning, create so much acidity and toxicity and insufficient oxygenation and dehydration and insufficient mineralization that creates all of the sickness, the illness, the disease. And so we're in such an auspicious time because there are so many light bearers and light beings. There are so many ones within the angelic realms and the ancestral realms and the realm of the ancients that are providing us with the insights and the direct downloads so that we are able to really triumph over the situations and circumstances that we are in a now moment where we are being called to rise, and our resurrection has to be by virtue of our individual efforts, and that the many of us cannot depend upon the few to do for us what we are should be doing for ourselves in caring to be completely cleared from the trauma and the drama and the adulteration and the pain and the struggles and the resentments and the anger and all of that that constitutes the frustration that we have, where we are consistently and continuously anesthetizing and inebriating, intoxicating ourselves because we just don't feel as divine as we truly are. And we've accepted sinfulness as our nature. We've accepted lies and deceit from the miseducational systems and the religious mistrainings and all of the culture of death that we have been immersed in, that has been poisoning us from the time that we were children. And now that we are no longer children, we have to remember that we always had duty, obligation, and responsibility to understand how to be obedient and to know that there is a virtue in our obedience, because our true parentage is beyond those ones that we have come through. Our true parentage is from the eternal, from the lawgiver, that which is inherent in existence, that constitutes the order of existence. And that order has to be resonant within our own caring selves, our own selves, to come to that place where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and to stand as a resurrected people. And to have an understanding and an understanding of the oneness of existence, but to also understand that as intelligences of existence, not as black people and white people and red people and brown people, but as intelligences of existence, we are breatharian first, and our bodies are 80% water or more, and that the water is the medium of intelligence that is programmable, and that as we are consciously caring to reconstitute our bodies with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to being in harmony with the elements of existence itself, with the earth, with the sun, with the air, with the water, with the minerals, then we have the opportunity to truly anchor that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth in every fiber of our being. And as we are centered in the love of existence, as we are caring to be clearer and cleaner vehicles and vessels of that absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. See, this is beyond the money. Regaining and reclaiming the light of the truth of ourselves is the real work that we should be about. Understanding that the traps in this realm are in the sensuality and the sexuality and the materiality, so those things cannot constitute what it is you're living for. They cannot really be the fullness of your desire and be your daily motivation. in terms of what it is you're working towards and what it is you're acquiring and all of that, that in this now moment, because we have been under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that affects absolutely everyone of every hue, everywhere, that it matters that we care to respond correctly and directly by doing nothing to undermine ourselves, doing everything we possibly can to be cleared and cleansed and purified from the weapons of mass destruction, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals, and to facilitate the cellular liberation as a result of the methodology of oppression being to oppress us at our cellular functioning. To understand the wholeness of this, to understand that there is no greater political consciousness you can have than vivid self-expression and self-representation in the light of the truth of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, of which the earth is about as big as the period at the end of a sentence in this universe. And so caring to be cleared, caring to be ordered, caring to be obedient, caring to walk in the fullness of all of who we were born to be as these points of the presence of the absolute is that which would really give us the greater degrees of harmony. Because a lot of people are continually talking about, well, we should come together. And there's no coming together. Even those who are together are not necessarily on the same accord. Are not necessarily motivated by the same motivations, have the same commitments. But where we are able to cultivate a conscious caring to be fully aligned and attuned to the order of existence, the laws of existence, the will of existence itself, so that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, and after having undermined ourselves for so long that we will accept the opportunity to be forgiven and forgive ourselves, because life is not holding anything against us. Life is always supporting us with each and every breath and everything that we cannot even begin to imagine or fathom. We are dependent upon elements of existence that we do not know even exist for our being. And those things that we rush around for and consciously be caring to acquire this and have that and hoard this and do all of these things to the detriment of yourself, you will miss yourself. And if you've missed yourself in your living, then it comes to a point where you truly never lived. Working every day for a dollar and paying bills and buying things does not constitute a real living when you do things to undermine yourself that facilitate a real dying. And there are too many of us that are impacted and affected with the high blood pressure, the HIV, the AIDS, the diabetes, the cancer, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and the list goes on and on and on, so that we have to realize that there is nothing that we can do that makes a greater sense than reclaiming our lives and enhancing our life force and understanding how to facilitate it so that we are able to teach it and to give it to our children and to do the damage control as a result of following the commercialism and following the sublimation and following a capitalistic agenda and following those who've been wrong for so long. Our time is now to accept correction. Our time is now to understand how to be in the light of the truth of this supreme intelligence that is all there is. This is the even playing field that the intelligence of existence has been so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely every one of us. And we don't have to be envious or jealous of each other, because we're all complementary. There is beauty and there is depth and there is talent and skill and ability in everybody. The issue is that the cleaner you become, the greater your leverage, the more of access you have to yourself, your DNA activation to be able to really transmute everything towards your greater good, where nothing can work against you because you are wise enough to do nothing against yourself. It matters what we're living for. It matters that we care to be living on behalf of life itself. It matters that we see ourselves bigger and we have a greater conscious care to walk in the greatness of who we are on behalf of all of the great ones whose names we can call and all of those whose names we will never know. To live to honor those who have sacrificed for us. To live to be a greater blessing for those who depend upon us. To be in the mindfulness of the power that we have when we would care to really clear and cleanse ourselves from the weapons of mass destruction that are permeating and penetrating every fiber of our being as a result of being fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, Aspartame, Splenda, Equal, white sugar, and all of this stuff that has undermined us to the degree to which we don't really care. And those ones who feel as though they have been given the badges and guns and their license to be able to kill, and their killing means nothing. They can just kill anybody at any time because they can lie and act as if there was some reason for it, but there's no reason for it. Except you're out of order, you're out of alignment, you don't know who you are at this point of the presence of the Absolute, and so you can serve the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, and create more divisiveness and more chaos and more harm and more pain and more violation. Because the blood is tainted with the rot of the carcasses, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the coffee. It doesn't matter what hue of people you are. You understand, when people put on uniforms and robes and white coats and this and that, and they feel like they're holier than everybody else, and then they have the right to determine who lives and who dies. Hospitals get away with killing people every day, and nothing can be done about it. And so the people themselves, we ourselves, have to stop participating in undermining ourselves so that we have leverage over a system that is a death culture, of which the churches are co-conspirating. The educational system is co-conspirating. And business, the corporate entities and deities of death. But there are more of us who literally are coming into our own, coming into the remembrance of the light of the truth of ourselves. There are those of us who are raising up and we are experiencing greater mental and spiritual awareness and expanded consciousness on a daily basis, that we are consciously carrying, affecting every part of our environment, understanding the connectedness between ourselves and Mother Earth, and each and every one of us. Now is our time to tap in, tune in, and be turned on to the truth of ourselves as living intelligences, as those who have responsibility, duty, and obligation to flip this script, to put us in a place and space where we are our own salvation and we are our own saviors, and we're not waiting for one, but we are all consciously caring to function in the oneness of love that harmonizes us with all of life itself. Everything responds to love. But you run from it because you don't want to be disciplined, but discipline is a part of the process of coming into yourself, coming into your greatness. You're disciplined about certain things. but being disciplined in regaining your footing and your stature as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, reclaiming your divinity, reclaiming your rightness, your right alignment, consciously caring to walk in the integrity of the truth of who you are as living beings, as points and presence of the eternal, as embryonic gods and goddesses dwelling in this realm of eternity. With the power to create, to be able to see it, to claim it, to give thanks for it, to stand in the truth of knowing your own care and effort to apply yourself wholeheartedly to being whole. And nobody can take yourself away from you when you've regained your true self. See, and we find that people who get and create intentional communities can be bombed and undermined, put off the land. You understand? See, there's no real ownership here. And then when we think that we do own it, then it can be taken, because we are dealing with those who are inherently bullish. You understand? They covet other ones, everything. And so, but when we own the now moment in realigning ourselves and consciously caring to dwell in the reality of the eternity, to see how much more of existence lies beyond this realm, to attune ourselves by consecrating the body temple, by consciously clearing and cleansing daily, so that you are always becoming more of the who that you truly are. And when we are truly wise enough to cultivate a wholehearted desire and passion for being in love with the light of supreme intelligence, being in love with the laws that govern our being, being in love with ourselves, to the degree to which we consciously care to honor and to glorify our ultimate parent reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to invoke and call forth the greatness of our inheritance and heritage in the activation of our DNA and the conscious invocation in calling forth the greatness. Also being wise enough and caring enough to rebuke and revoke any commitments that you've made in this lifetime or any previous lifetime that does not serve your good in this now moment. Sometimes people say, well, I can't give up my chicken, and I can't give up this, and I can't give up that. And I'm saying, you would rather give up your life than give up feeding off a carcass of a dead animal. Really. You would rather forfeit the true power and potency of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that you are able to indulge your passion for the flesh of a dead animal. You would rather continue to create sickness, illness, and disease where you can't hardly breathe and you can't hardly walk and you can't hardly do anything in any degree of comfort, because you refuse to do what's in your best interest, rebuke and revoke any commitments that you have made in being in a place and space where you are unreceptive to the light of supreme intelligence that is your birthright, so that you stand in the light of the truth of who you are, so that you are able to invoke and call forth light everywhere and to help somebody else get there. We can't just think that giving people a few nickels and dimes and whatnot when they're asking for money at the streetlights, that that is real help of somebody. The real help that we need to be right now is our helping ourselves into the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, so that we are reconciled and restored in the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which is referred to as God. And there are those who are delusional to think that there is some victory and triumph that people who have not made commitments to walking in their light, walking in their truth, standing in harmony with the intelligence of existence, there's no leverage you can have politically over those who have no love, no light, no care for you. There's no leverage that you can have emotionally or physically or any of that when you are a detriment to yourself. There is no way that you can bring all of us together and just sign petitions and affect any change in this realm, because these people are intended to make sure that we are powerless. That's why they make sure that we have access to all manners of things that undermine us at the cellular level, poison us, put us in a place and space where there is more money being generated off of our sickness, illness, and disease than all of the sugar cane, than all of the tobacco, than all of the cotton, than all of the products that we were enslaved to bring to market. We are in a now moment where this is our time to answer the call to rise. We are being called to our resurrection, to get off the path of death onto the path of eternal life, and to realize that in this now moment, if you don't care to answer that call, if you don't care to raise completely up, if you don't care to be a blessing in the lives of those that you have come through on behalf of those that you didn't allow to come, and those who've come through you and those who've yet to come, then you will truly miss yourself. And no matter how much money you have, you would not have ever really prospered. And we're here to relish in the reverence, the worship, the celebration, the exaltation, the phenomenalness, the blessedness of being, and knowing that that which is the source of our being is the source of all good, all supply, all wealth, all riches. And we can't really have it fully if we don't have and tap into the fullness of ourselves, in aligning ourselves in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as vehicles and vessels of its absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency, because we are the prosperity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
This program.
And we have to do what's in our own best interest. And to realize that under a global initiative where we've got explosive amounts of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, enslavement, entrapment, incarceration, molestation, rape. Oh my, oh my. People got to go. So there is no way in hell Mother Earth gonna allow y'all to be up here and be acting like this. Y'all know how it is. Say, when your children, you got a house full of children, right? And they just ripping and running and tearing up everything. And then in your sleep, they're going to beat you over the head and do all kinds of things to you. What you going to do? You going to put them children out. I know y'all going to take it and deal with the abuse. But Mother Earth has had enough. And many of us have had enough. And so I'm just saying, let's get right. Let's come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand upright, that we will consciously apply ourselves to being completely cleared from the emotional strains and anguish and frustration and guilt and shame and blame and all of this stuff. You understand? Because we have to take responsibility. Say, well, if there's a God, why he let all this go on? And I'm saying that we are the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples. And when our blood is not clean and we are feeding off of rotting pigs, the only reason they're not rotting already is because of the amount of preservatives that's in it. You understand? So when you're eating flesh, the flesh of pigs, the flesh of cows, the flesh of anything that lived, had eyes, bloodstream, heartbeat, and all of that, you understand, this is full of chemicals and pathogens. And the Department of Health is trying to set standards for how restaurants and whatnot deal with feeding people carcasses. And I'm saying, if you got to go through 160 pages plus, you know, 6 and 7 hours of instruction as to how to clean up and sanitize and whatnot after, you know, having flesh and cross-contamination and all of this and people washing their hands. And, you know, I mean, it's really a major issue in terms of who it is you are allowing to feed you and what it is you're eating. And this is why I am always speaking to these issues, because food is a weapon that is being used against us, or where we are encouraged to work against ourselves. And so our now moment has so much information available to us. And we have to realize, though, that just having a vegetarian or vegan alternative to the standard American diet is not going to reverse our issues in terms of the amount of chemicals that are saturating and concentrated in our tissues as a result of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and flour products. And so we have to come to a point where we care to really reverse the disease. It's not just about eating. It's about how to heal ourselves from all of this, to really step completely off the path of sickness, illness, and disease. You understand? And it creates its own issues in terms of our faith and our confidence. And that's why a lot of people who are being diagnosed with the cancer and the heart disease and whatnot, the only thing they want to do is follow what the doctors are saying. And they see that everybody else that has followed what the doctors are saying have not really benefited, in the sense that they really walk away healed from it. You know, so, well, the cancer went into remission, but when it comes back with a vengeance. And very few people survive it. When you have radiation and chemo and you don't get that radiation and chemo out the system, then it's creating more cancer. The issue is if the cancer shows up in the breast or the cancer shows up in the prostate, then know that the cancer is already forming somewhere else in the body. It's not, you understand, because the whole body has been saturated with all of those things. And we are looking at the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation of nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, chemicals, residues from the tobacco and the alcohol and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying, we're designed divinely and divinely designed. And none of the things that we have been eating all of our lives were really a part of God's plan for us as these points of its own very presence. So in order to really facilitate our greater good and our healing, then we got to be willing to do what it takes to be cleared and cleansed from all of this, which is why I provide life support. And we'd like to see, you know, how many of you would care to really know what to do for yourselves. You understand? Because the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, never intended for it to cost us an arm and a leg to be whole. You understand? The issue is that the only reason that alcohol industry, the sugar industry, the tobacco industry, the coffee and all these other things are multi-million dollar industries is because we support it like that. We're buying it. You understand? I won't say we, I'll say you, because I boycotted. I went on a personal economic boycott 41 years ago, okay? I am not giving you another dime, okay? So we have to realize it's like that. We can boycott the death industries, but in order to do it, you've got to really want to live. You've got to have purpose in your being. You've got to really care to walk in the fullness of yourself, that just, you know, taking one appetite for hamburgers and now creating an appetite for other kinds of burgers is not really the issue in terms of how do you cleanse. You want to put yourself in a place where your cells are being liberated, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So we have to create our liberation at the cellular level, which is about what we're doing daily, so that burgers of any kind, whether it's potato starch or soy or pea protein or whatever it is, it's not cleansing. It may fill you up. You understand, but that's part of the mentality of those who take over another people, and they have to feed the people. So they're trying to feed the people that which is going to fill the people up to satisfy the appetite. But they were never concerned about providing the people with that which is going to promote optimum cellular functioning, because optimum cellular functioning in terms of our brain cells function optimally, our liver cells function optimally, that we then we become optimally functional, you understand, which means that we can think, and our thinking means that we can create, and our creation means that we can really take responsibility for what it is we are laying foundation for in the world, and what it is we are creating as our legacy when we leave. We're at 404-523-8989, and so I am encouraging you to appreciate love, WRFG, for allowing voices like mine and yours and other ones to come forward. And we are still requiring your support. It costs us over $400,000 to be operational on an annual basis. So the more of us who do a pledge where we can make it work for us in terms of a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly amount that is put on a debit card or a credit card. So if you do a $120 pledge, you can break it up in however you want to do it. But $260 pledges, you understand, you say this month you pay $60, which means that you could pay $20 a week and have it done in 6 weeks. It doesn't have to be exorbitant, and it doesn't have to, you know, break your bank or any of that, but to come to a place and space where you keep it locked on WRFG and you are part of the inner circle and you are getting support in knowing how to really think a greater thought in terms of your seeing yourself in the light of the truth of the all that you are, knowing that we are these points of an absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely intelligent as a point of its presence is the thing that gives us the greatest degree of leverage and harmonization. And coming to that place and space where we are willing to give a few dollars, you understand, for the ability to hear that which is going to support you and that which has consistently supported you, in thinking well of yourself, in thinking highly of yourself, in knowing that the opportunity to forgive yourself is something that you have every day. The opportunity to be renewed in yourselves is an opportunity that you have every day. The opportunity to really bring forward the right relationships in your life is an opportunity that you have every day. And to support WRFG, when you listen to us every day, or even if you just listen to this program, since you're listening to this program right now, then go to wrfg.org and make your donation there, or call us up at 404-523-8989 and give something for what you're consistently receiving. Otherwise, you can call up at 404-523-8989 and have a discussion, bring issues forward. And, you know, part of the issue that I'm concerned about is our taking responsibility to realize how detrimental toxicity is for us. And we're not just talking environmental toxicity, because your first environment is your body. And the quality of our blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of our thought. And for us to understand how it is that we've had so much molestation and incest in our families. You understand? And this is a real issue. It's an issue because I am hearing every day somebody else. Somebody every day. I mean, this is crazy. And so the effect of alcohol, tobacco, sugar, decaying flesh in the system makes you crazy. It's crazy. You're being warred against, and then you become an enemy of yourself, an enemy of those who love you. You understand? And very few people are taking responsibility for it. Say, oh, well, yeah, well, I was a molester and a rapist of my daughter and this and that. I haven't heard anybody admit to it, but I hear all of the ones who were victimized by that. So whatever side of it you're on, then understand that it's the system of things in terms of how we've been fed and how we've been supported in being adulterated, so that we were in a toxic and poisoned environment within our own body temples, which is why our bodies need to be considered as temples. Temples for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses, and to come to a point and place where, yes, we can be salvaged, we can be saved, we can be cleansed and cleared and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and made whole by virtue of our own effort and the intensity of intention to make it so. This is a meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama. Caring to make sure that you know that you have someone that cares about you, wants the best for you, consciously seeking to inspire you to go deeper, to reach higher, to get to that place and space where you become one of the saviors of us as a people. It has to be us. Who else could it be? I'm at 404-523-8989. And you know, I remember at some point you got to get consistent support in walking as a resurrected being. You don't get that everywhere. You understand? And being in a place and space where you can begin to create a conscious alliance with other ones who want to do the inner work, it matters. You get all kinds of support out here in casual sex, indulgence in all manners of things. I got a call from a sister who said that she had a brother friend who was hospitalized after having some kind of pork dinner, and he ate the first thing and he felt all right. Then he ate some more and he ended up in the hospital with a brain bleed. And as of Sunday, they were thinking about taking him off life support. And so I'm just saying is that you're playing like a Russian roulette when you're eating the flesh of dead animals. Because there's so much opportunity for so many pathogens in there. And that's why I was telling the Department of Health. It's like, if you all are so concerned about, you know, giving somebody all of these meds to eradicate one form of bacteria, then why are you feeding people carcasses of dead animals when it's full of pathogens and full of bacteria? But it's too much like right, you know, they don't want to offend anybody. You know, we're in a system that it's like everybody has the right to do what they do, so the devil, Satan, and Lucifer can go ahead and poison the people and lie to the people and miseducate and abuse the people, and nobody says anything about it. But we just, you know, exalt the truth in our own way and, you know, walk our walk and be quiet about it. And I'm saying, no, we got to begin to really speak up and speak out, because we have the responsibility to do so. The light has the right to triumph. an hour taking the opportunity to forgive ourselves and the trespasses against us, to get to a point where our heart is light as a feather and that we're not holding hostility and anger and frustration and madness and all of that, so that we can live our lives and not be dying our lives. You understand? So in addition to giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the flour, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of that, and getting into a place where you're doing a daily due diligence and cleansing and purifying yourself, alkalizing, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination, then you have to think the right thoughts. You have to make the affirmations and create the denials that, you know, no forces or bosses have any control in your life. You're the only one that really has real power and authority in your own life. And the will of existence and the intelligence of your being is much greater than any germ or any virus. But you have to understand that you cannot bring more poison into your body to eradicate an already toxic situation and heal. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And coming to that point and place where it matters to you that you know what to do for yourself as well as your children. And for all of those who are grieving as a result of the loss of the passing forward, the passing on, the dying of those that you love, I encourage you to give thanks for the life, give thanks for the love, give thanks for all of the time that you had, and walk a stronger walk because you had that. Sometimes we get so immersed in the loss that it clouds the memory of the blessing and the gift. You know, we all come together for a reason and for a season. And I know that the majority of the people who've hurt me over the years, I'll never know them, have never seen them. Don't know how they may have utilized any of that inspiration that I've tried to be. But the fact that I've been here is something that I'm so grateful for, that I encourage you to show WRFG your appreciation for allowing ones like myself to be present for as long as I've been present. But the other thing is to just take it and run with it. And where you may be struggling, where it may not be easy, where you may need more support, more inspiration, counsel, consultation, readings, then know that that place and space is available for you, created specifically for this reason, to give us an opportunity to be able to sit eye to eye, heart to heart, mind to mind, to come to a point and place where we're able to walk under the auspices of our own souls, to know the divinity of our own being, and to be able to activate all of our faculties, call forth our disciples, so that we are doing that which is ours to do in remembering the true path of prosperity is in being in alignment, attunement, atonement with the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. But when your body is full with the residues and the toxins from alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, and sugar and all of this stuff, then it puts us in a position where we cannot really function in the fullness of ourselves. Because the blood has to be right. You know, and the blood is a sacred thing. You understand? They got blood drives going all the time. You know, and the reason why they have to have so much blood on ice is because people have, they're losing blood in these accidents. And see, we haven't really understood that the accidents are created by the carelessness that people have with themselves, being out of alignment within themselves. And it affects a lot of people. You understand, one person get out of order on the highway and cause a 10-car pileup, and then you got miles and miles and miles of cars that are stalled. I'm just saying that we have to realize that we impact and affect each other in a lot of different ways. So it matters that we're consciously caring to walk our walk and be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that whatever your talents, skills, and abilities are, proficiency in those areas does not necessarily make you whole. But if you consciously care to be whole, to be well balanced within your female and male self, to be of one mind between your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and your superconscious mind, as they say, to be of one mind. And that one mind is absolute and supremely intelligent. So that you are able to tap in, tune in, get tuned on and turned up to walk in the fullness of yourselves under your own guidance and intuition from the exalted realms. We want to be in a place and space where we're able to walk in the confidence, the trust, and the faith in knowing that when we get still and when we get to that place and space where we are truly peace-filled, we get answers to our questions and solutions to our problems. And to be in a place where you can trust your guidance. There's nothing that we can do that truly makes sense if we don't care to be rightly aligned and rightly attuned to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And to have capitalism take responsibility for corrupting and perverting the world, it's a problem. It's a huge problem. And so our each taking responsibility for doing that which is in our own best interest is in the best interest of the whole. People feeling entitled to undermine themselves and undermine other ones is what's created a lot of the issues that we are finding ourselves confronted with. And I'm always happy to see liquor stores closing up. Always happy to see the church's chickens and the Popeye chickens and whatnot closing down. And I can anticipate that the death industries will soon be dead because everybody that supports it will soon be dead. It's a dying business. As much delusion as one of them, think that they, oh no, they got plenty money. And I've been meeting and talking to more people who are getting into the business. Undertakers, mortuary scientists. Said, I mean, that ain't funny, girl, that ain't funny. So they gonna be making the money for sure. The issue is what they gonna do with it. You know, a lot of the traditionally African-American and black family funeral homes have been taken over. They still wear the face, but they're under other ones now. Corporate takeovers. And then there's the body part and all of that that goes on. It's a whole lot that's happening that nobody's talking about. And just being in a place where we are really understanding that the consciousness of the being that dwells in the body is setting the precedent for everything that goes on in that body. And when you walk in the thought of your conscious immortality, when you are aware of whose you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you don't indulge yourself in the things that are going to create great waste in your system, that creates real toxicity in your bloodstream. You understand? This is where the problems really come into when we talk about sickness and illness. When you feed off of stuff that has very little nutritional value, no mineralization, it doesn't oxygenate the cells, it doesn't help cleanse the cells, it doesn't nourish the cells, then it's a waste of money. And it becomes very difficult to really think the higher thoughts and to function on the higher planes of existence and consciousness when you don't care to do the simplest things that are in your best interest in terms of dwelling in cleanliness. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.